up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
Live from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, it's another incredible lineup of superstars, of heroes, that's right, ones that are making a difference in building the community. Now let me tell you who's going to be coming on later in the show before we introduce our first hero. We have the founder of Lawyer.com and the creator of the $1 billion company, Mail.com. Later on, we're going to have the CEO of, and everybody knows this, Radio Flyer, the iconic American Little Red Wagon toy company. We'll be ending the show, well, it's about taxes, but it's the co-founder of Jackson Hewitt. Let's get started first, though. How cool would it be to literally have your hand on the pulse of knowing most of the startups and growing businesses? Everyone, and I mean everyone, who is in business knows this next resource. And we have our hero who is the chief editor, Jason Pfeiffer, and he is with Entrepreneur Magazine. You could reach him at entrepreneur.com. Jason, I'm obsessed with business, and your magazine has played a vital role in that since I've started reading it literally at the age of 12 years old. Now, I got to tell you, my bucket list was to be in your magazine, but this is 100 times better interviewing the chief editor of it. What's the most exciting thing going on in business today?
Oh, man. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for the enthusiasm for the brand. It's awesome to be on here, and I don't know if talking to me is nearly as exciting as being in the magazine, but I appreciate you saying that all the same. And let me just apologize for whatever noise you might hear behind me. I should have been in the office today having a nice, quiet conversation with you, but instead my kid had a fever. We had to stay home, and then he was crying because it was nap time when I had to talk to you. So I have run to the back of the building in true entrepreneurial spirit. We're just kind of winging it here, so hopefully it won't be too noisy. With all that said, boy, what's on the pulse of business today? I mean, you know, listen, there's no one thing, of course, as you know. What I really love about this job is being able to go out and talk to people about what things are concerning them, what are interesting to them. The conversations that entrepreneurs have are just totally fascinating, and I love jumping into it and reflecting it in the magazine. So I don't know. I'm not trying to dodge your question, but man, I just don't know how to answer it.
Well, you see so many things that are going on. I mean, what's one of the more popular things that you see happening in business?
Well, you know, I think that businesses are, of course, really interested in different ways of funding. And one of the things that one of the interesting questions that came up a couple times as I was talking to entrepreneurs recently was, you know, there are all these entrepreneurs that are talking about funding and how to get funding and the various ways of crowdfunding and all that's really exciting. But then I had this really interesting question from a number of entrepreneurs, and they said this. They said, everybody who gets funding gets attention for the funding. So if you're bootstrapping, you know, if you're building the company by yourself, and there are so many tools out there in which you can now kind of build a company, really, you know, just by yourself, by your own sheer will, you need a lot less money today than you might have before. So when somebody's bootstrapping, they're not able to get that kind of attention. There's almost not the validation of the funding that, you know, and so how do you get attention by doing it all yourself? And I love that question because it's one that I have to answer myself. You know, as a magazine editor, I want to be in touch with people who in all levels of business, and those people make a great point that the news about funding, it crosses an editor's desk, and you go, oh, well, that's interesting, right? So right. How do you make sure that you're covering the entire spectrum of the market and people who are really making it in all sorts of different ways? And so that, to me, is, I guess, one of the most interesting things to me about what's going on in entrepreneurship right now is the many, many different ways that people are able to make it work.
Excellent. And you see all these funding sites popping up left and right. You're listening to Alliance's Heroes. And be a hero. Go to our Entrepreneurs Line. Be part of the community. Alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. We'll also have Jason's contact information on there, too. And Jason, you've worked at some of the most widely known magazines, Maxim, Fast Company. You've worked your way up in the field writing articles for New York Times, ESPN Magazine, Washington Post, GQ. I mean, the list just goes on. You've climbed the corporate ladder. This is an incredible position, being the chief editor, right? What's the secret to be able to climb it so fast, the corporate ladder, like you've done?
It's funny. I never really think about it as climbing the corporate ladder, but I suppose I have worked in a number of corporations. To me, the answer has always been to be really, really flexible, really adjustable. You know, you there are lots of different paths that people in journalism and people in business can take, and but if you divide them up, if you have to divide them up into two categories, I would say it's, you know, you either pick one path and you try to build yourself into some kind of specialist, or you consider yourself a generalist and just kind of roll with whatever and see what you're good at. And I early on decided that I wanted to be a generalist, and part of that is because I just don't have that one focused thing that I love. I just kind of love doing it all. I love writing about lots of different things, meeting lots of different people. And so I've worked as a community newspaper reporter. That's where I started. Then I got into Boston Magazine, a city magazine. And then, you know, as you said, I worked at Men's Health and then Fast Company and Maxim. And I've written for all these places. And I found that all of those things, like I could work at Men's Health, which, you know, a health magazine, and learn things that then applied to Fast Company, a business magazine. And I love just feeling really well-rounded. So to me, it's just about never zeroing in on something and always feeling adjustable.
Now, you're with your child now. So what advice would you give to children, or in this case, maybe to those parents that have kids who dream of having their children own, starting, creating, building, maybe becoming chief editor of a major magazine, newspaper, or that, of their own business? What advice could you give them, or what advice would you give your child?
Well, my kid is 16 months old, so let me say that as a caveat to, I'm not exactly the wizened parent giving other parents advice at this point. We're we're still waiting for his teeth to come in. He's really late on the teeth, but what I would say is let people choose their own path. You know, don't push people into one particular path. Give them the space and the encouragement to explore, to fail, to try new things. I mean, my parents were really, really excellent at letting me just chase whatever thing I was passionate about at the time. And I ping-ponged around, and I started, you know, the way that I got into what, you know, ultimately running a business magazine, if you rewind all the way back to the beginning, it was me going to ska concerts in the 90s and writing about them for a local music magazine. You know, I found something that I was passionate about, and I honed it, I refined it. I was given the freedom from the people who, you know, knew me and loved me to find my own path and figure out what I really wanted to do and zero in on it. And that takes time, and I think you just need to give people encouragement and the flexibility to do it.
We have a little less than a minute left, but I got to ask you, did you get all A's in English courses? And also, too, what was the first business story you ever wrote?
Oh, man. No, I did not get all A's in English classes. I was really not a great student because I just couldn't. I just wanted to get out into the real world. I wanted to do things, and I just felt like sitting in a classroom wasn't the way that it excited me. The first business story, man, that's a good question. I don't know. It was probably all the way back in a community newspaper. I'll say that from the very beginning, I really love talking to small businesses. I just feel like their problems are so real and so relatable. And business stories are all about problem solving stories. You know, like I that's what I always tell entrepreneurs when they try to pitch the magazine. I don't want success stories. I want problem solving stories. I love to hear how people think.
Excellent. Love it. All right. Well, with that, be flexible. Jason, you've been in journalism since the start of your career. You know no obstacles. You've climbed the ladder to where you are now. You share stories and news with the world. We need you. Jason, chief editor of Entrepreneur Magazine. You're our hero. Entrepreneur.com. This is David Kogan with Alliances.